Hello, 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 and welcome back to another episode of Breaking Barriers. How did y'all like the first episode of season two? I just continued the count just to keep track of how many episodes I have, but I hope y'all like the beginning of season two. Y'all can tell that the vibes are, you know, shifted a little bit in the best way possible. So let me know what y'all think about season two. Let me know some topics y'all want me to touch base on. Let me know who y'all want me to have on to the podcast, because I definitely would love to have more guests on this podcast and just, I don't know, spread the word, get the word out about just this amazing podcast. And I feel like so much can be talked about on this podcast. Doesn't always have to be serious, but there's just so much to talk about. And that's why I love my podcast. What y'all think about the rebranding of the cover? I did that. I'm getting more into graphic design slowly but surely, but your girl is getting there. I'm actually loving the process because my iPad and my iPad pencil, it's just game changer. But yeah, I'm really excited that I kind of just took the time out to figure out what I actually wanted to talk about on this podcast. And honestly, truly figure out what I wanted to do as far as like my career path, even though it doesn't have to be solid right now, because I know I'm eventually going to want to try out different fields of like work, which I am actually trying to get into the space of right now, just trying different things, see what I actually attract to, and just living my everlasting life. Honestly, I saw one of my friends post on her Instagram story. She was like, life is too short, live your life everlasting, like literally. And I just that resonated with me so much, because I do feel like this shift that I am about to feel, and that this pivot, this very smooth pivot that is about to happen in my life, is just definitely going to elevate the vibes of me living my everlasting life. Because to be completely honest, life is too fucking short to worry about other people's opinions and how I live my life. And like the approval, like why is there such a high standard for us to have such an approval status in order to be within a certain like group or within a certain atmosphere career wise or just in general? Like, why does everything have to be so like validated? I hate that. Like, I've realized that, why am I seeking validation from other people when I have made the decision myself to wear what I wanted to wear, to do what I wanted to do, to choose what career path I'm going to go down. Just stuff like that. Why am I seeking validation and an answer or just some type of justification from someone else when I've already made the decision? Like, what's the point? Of course, certain topics would, like, you know, need other people's opinions, but you know I'm coming at. Y'all know those type of situations where it's like, damn, like, why did I even seek validation from that person? Because I already know what I'm going to do. I already know the end result. So why am I seeking that validation? Anyways, yeah, I saw that on my friend's Instagram story, and I was just like, wow. This really just, like, flipped the switch. Like, the light bulb is on, and I was like, I'm just not gonna give a fuck, honestly. And this past Sunday, I was at yoga, and we talked about mental health. And when we first discovered or whatever or not whatever when we first discovered like, when we were actually having a really good day, like, mental health-wise, and then how it kind of reflects, or, like, how have you grown from it, like, to this day. And I honestly said my podcast, because if you haven't heard the first episode of the podcast, it was basically me sitting in my car, which I am right now, just recording a podcast. I didn't know if I was going to post it or not, but I was talking about my mental health and just how I really just don't mind seeking help. And asking questions is okay. just putting vulnerability out in the open. That is exactly what it was from first episode. But yeah, I genuinely believe that this podcast is going to take me in so many different arenas in life, because I just enjoy sharing and I just enjoy having an experience with certain people. Like, even though I'm literally just talking into a mic, maybe telling a story or just, you know, seeing what the vibe is, I know that someone's going to resonate with my podcast, and I'm cool with that. I love that. That's what I'm here for. So yeah, I just know that this podcast is going to be a part of my everlasting life, and this is the perfect platform for me to just address, like, life is too fucking short to be worrying about people. So I felt so good over the weekend. Like, I saw some people that I loved. Like, it was real chill. And I honestly just felt so confident and, like, very, like, in my zone. Like, I felt very authentic yesterday and today. But I just really felt like things were actually aligning. The energies were there. Just everything that I was surrounded by, honestly, it never took me to a place to where I was like, yeah, I don't want to be around that. And I thought that was real dope, because if you can constantly have those types of vibes and that type of energy around you at all times, that's like, honestly, what's going to help me grow even more, just be more comfortable, and just, I don't know. I just really have just been feeling very confident lately, and I also think that that comes from me, like, speaking to myself. Recently, I've just, like, revamped my affirmations and everything on my mirrors and, like, just in my journals or whatever. I've just been updating them and just telling myself that everything is working out best case scenario for you on your time. Just, like, I honestly say this every time. I am not supposed to be in the same chapter as somebody else. Like, we can be on the same, we can honestly be in the same quarter of a book, but we'll never be on the same chapter as anybody else. Because why am I following someone else's path when I should just be following my own? So, I don't know what chapter I'm on right now, but I just know that it's my chapter. I'm working on it. I feel a very good climax coming in my life, and I'm sticking to it because I believe in myself. Sometimes, yeah, I don't, but I have to believe in myself and grant myself, not even grant myself, earn and just reward myself for just the small wins and the big wins. And it's obviously not going to be every day, but just the way I speak to myself, I speak into myself. Like, literally, I'll be driving in my car and I'm just like, wow, like, I'm just so grateful for this car and for the moments that I have in this car, and just me being able to speak to myself and just open up my beautiful mind and just speak beautiful words into my life and just feel myself. Like, if I'm in the shower, I'm like, oh wow, like, yes, I'm just so grateful for this hot water right now, for just the warmth that it's giving me, for me to clean my body. Like, I'm just doing things that are important to me, and I'm speaking it. Because if you don't believe it and if you don't speak it out into the world, claim it like you already have it, like, that does that not bring you joy and make you want to live your everlasting life? Like, I guess I've just been viewing one of my good friends from college through a limelight, I guess, basically. But I've always loved her energy, and I've always admired, like, the way her spirituality was. I've been seeing, like, her journey lately, and I'm just like, wow, that is so beautiful. Like, I just love the fact that, like, she is literally a freaking fairy and she's out here living her everlasting life. So yeah, I guess she's just another one of the people that I just feel the energy, and that she's just like, we're on the same wavelength. But Yeah, y'all, I don't understand, like, how I could have gotten so caught up into, like, other people's opinions and just seeking validation or seeking approval from other people when that's just, like, tearing down my self-confidence and, like, stuff like that. So I've been growing, girl. I've been learning to just speak a lot of great things into my life and just really not seeking approval from things that don't even matter. So your girl has just been real passionate about her things lately, creative-wise. I've been doing a lot on YouTube. I've been revamping a lot of things. I've just been more productive. Like I said, I've been, like, speaking to myself in great ways. I'm surrounding myself by great people. Of course, working out. But I want to know how y'all's fall has been. Because I know certain moments, this can be, like, seasonal depression when it's all gloomy. But I feel like my fall has been going pretty smooth. It's been a vibe, to be completely honest. But, yeah. How is y'all's fall going? Even though it's literally the beginning of it. But Georgia's been real cute lately. Like, I just look at the trees and I was like, wow. Like, these orange, green, like, dark red. I don't know. I just love fall. Everything about it. yeah. I'm just living my everlasting life, y'all. So stop doing shit that you hate. Chase your dreams. Go after what you want. I don't know, y'all. Make that damn playlist. Apply to that job. This is me speaking to me as well. Do what fuels your soul. Yeah. Dance. Because I can't dance, y'all. But I will be dancing. Singing my heart out. Living my best life. Laughing. Smiling. Creating experiences with my friends. I don't know. I just see a great thing happening for me. Like, I stumbled across this agency for creatives on Instagram, 28 Row. I applied. That was the first time I ever seen that page. But I looked through that page. It only took me like 5 to 10 minutes to be like, oh yeah, I need to apply to this because I feel like that is just like the perfect place I can start off as like me being a creative, me wanting to expand my brand, me wanting to just work with like-minded creatives, human beings who just love to wear cute clothes, talk about shit on their podcast, change the world. You know? Yeah. You gotta just love on yourself. Think about yourself. Think about what you want to do in life. Pursue it. Go after it. Because other people's opinions are honestly just like another level or another form of fear that's holding you back from doing exactly what you want to do. So it's okay knowing your potential. I had to tell myself that. It's okay that you know your potential and you know your worth. Because I already know, like, my success is inevitable. That's for sure. But to know your potential and your value and what you're bringing to the table, that's major. I really just be sitting in my car, looking out at the trees, like, basking in the sun, vibing out. Of course, I'm gonna have a playlist playing in the background. Like, I just really love nature to the point to where it's just like, that's another point where I want to do more in my everlasting life is to go on more hikes, like go camping more, just be out in nature more. that's probably one of the main reasons why I've been going on a lot of walks, because I just love the great outdoors. There's nothing like fresh air, just moving my body. And it also, it honestly gets me into the right mindset, because not only am I just tapping into my wellness and like building my health, I'm just also, it gives me time to think about podcast topics, just different things. Like, I don't know. I just love taking care of my body and knowing my potential there as well. Knowing my potential in my business and in my like health, wellness, personal self, like knowing what my body is like worth health wise. Like, I've tried like a few like diets or whatever, or supplements, or like keto stuff, because I used to sell like keto coffee and stuff like that. I've tried those diets. Yeah, cool. It worked out for a little while. But I actually had to figure out what was right and what wasn't right for my body. So, I love water. I'm literally like, that's my drink of choice, to be completely honest. I do love coffee, but I'm getting more into matcha. I'm getting more into matcha, and I love her. Of course, I'm working out, but I'm doing yoga. Y'all already heard me say this, but yoga is probably the best thing that you can do for your body. It hits all different ways. Like, you're stretching, you're also building muscle, but you're just, I don't know, you're zen. Like, you just get to like kind of escape when you go to yoga. That's probably one of the main things that has like grown my potential throughout my like personal and like health and wellness journey. Yoga, matcha, reading, walks. I don't know, y'all. I just know that this pivot is gonna be great. Speaking it into my life. Yeah. And just knowing your potential, having your success be inevitable, is always great when you're wanting to build your everlasting life. I'm literally just chit-chatting in my car. But these are just things to where I'm just like, I'm about to go and achieve a lot of these things that I have on multiple lists, and I just never thought to actually gravitate towards them, because I'm like focused on other people's fucking opinions when I am just to just listen to me, my heart, my mind, my soul, my intuition, because that thing is strong. So yeah, I've just been loving this quick little episode. It's probably going to be very short, maybe under 20 minutes or maybe 20 minutes, but I just love podcasting. I love doing it on my terms, on my time, when I know the vibrations are there, when I just know that people are going to gravitate towards this. And I hope that y'all are literally living your everlasting life, or just, you know, starting that journey, because you need to honor yourself. You need to stay connected with yourself and stop giving a fuck about what other people are saying. Of course, advice is great, but opinions are different from advice. So yeah, y'all, that's a barrier I broke. It's just stop caring about what the fuck other people are going to do or going to say, because I know I'm a creative in multiple entities, multiple aspects. So nobody can take that away from me, because that's what I know I love and I know I'm good at. So yeah, I love you all. Break those barriers. Continue to just do what you want to do. Live your everlasting life. I love you, and see you next week. Peace.